cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to yet another edition of Radio Biafra Live Transmission. This is our AM offering on this very day, the second day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now at approximately 11 minutes past 7, I wouldn't say 7, I would say 8 a.m. from here where we are welcoming you, that we are live to the rest of humanity, irrespective of your time zone, irrespective of the continent that you're residing in, irrespective of what you're doing, as long as you have internet connectivity, as long as you have access to satellite decoder, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra free, uninterrupted signal this very fine morning. From here, I welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Unlike any other, Radio Biafra is received anywhere you have Biafrans, thy heart Biafrans, with an interest in the restoration of the dignity, in the restoration of the honor, of pride of their country. And in so doing, we are not apologetic for having only one issue to talk about all the time, and that is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. We are here to do justice to the injustice that was done to us before. We are here to bring back the hope that was taken away from us before. We are here to ensure that those who are downtrodden, those who are suffering, those who are on the receiving end of Boko Haram killing machine, those of them who are being deported from Yoruba land, those of them who are in pain, those of them with nobody to speak for them, those of them who are marginalized, those of them removed to the fringes of affairs, those of them rendered politically irrelevant and economically destitute. We are here to ensure that everybody, all inclusively, we march ahead as one impregnable, one indefatigable family to go and get what is rightfully ours. And that is what we are going to accomplish, not by any special strength that we possess, but by the grace of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, who has decreed that we should come. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. We have come to serve him in truth and honesty. And the best way to do that is to deliver a free, sovereign, independent Biafra land to his eternal glory. That is why on this very platform, all that we do, we commit into the capable hands of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who sent us, who asked us to go forth to preach this very gospel without fear, to go forth to do what is right before his presence, his majesty and magnificence, and that before mankind as well. That is why all that we are, all that we are about to become, everything we have accomplished, everything that we will accomplish, we offer as glory to his most holy name, Chukwu Abiama, that he may continue to guide us, to protect us, to sustain us, to nurture us as we march forward to complete this very noble enterprise which he entrusted into our capable hands. We pray to find ourselves continuously worthy to be called not only the children of God, but the servants of his creation as well. Therefore, I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are still traveling. We are not yet in the United Kingdom. Therefore, you must forgive us if we did come to you slightly later than planned. This is not easy at all, but we are doing all that we can to ensure that we come to you as we promise you, morning and also in the evening. And by tomorrow morning, we should be able to restore full and normal service, but we are going ahead, not minding, relentless in our pursuit to bring you our offering this very morning, that this is Radio Biafra. And we welcome you from wherever you are. You will also tell other people to go to satellite, ask them to scan for Radio Biafra. We are in at least 5 continents of the world. Any free-to-air decoder you have, if you have DSTV, we can touch it. There is a way we can tweak it, and it will be able to receive Radio Biafra signal from the high heavens. We are the ones that placed Biafra at the United Nations. We just don't say things, we do them. We are the people responsible for ensuring that this very broadcast is coming to you via satellite, something never tried before in the history of our people. We have just concluded our Nordic conference. We have opened our embassy in Barcelona, in Catalonia. We have an office in Los Angeles. We have an office in Dallas. We are going to open an office in Russia. Our people are working very, very hard. We are uniting this very family across the face of the earth. That is why we are different. That is why we are phenomenal. And that is why Biafra is going to come in so far as we remain incorruptible, which is what we are. We remain incorruptible. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow when it comes to our conduct of this very noble enterprise, this very noble task entrusted into our care. And as long as we do so without fear before our enemies, not being afraid of anything born by a woman, as long as we speak this truth very, very resolutely and decisively, even at the pain of death, as long as we help those who are unable to help themselves, as long as we do no wrong, Biafra will come in our time. It is only Chukwu Abiama that can judge the hearts of men. But I know that he is ever faithful and eternally obedient to his own words. That is why Biafra will come under our watch. Biafra will come. And then we can gladly say that indeed we are the children of God. Right now, as I welcome you, you will also welcome other people. They can also go to www.radiobiafra.co. That is our main website. They can also join us on Facebook, Radio Biafra London, where our dear brother and also our dear sister are providing us with live commentaries all the time, anytime that Radio Biafra live transmission is on the air. That is why we shall continue to do everything humanly possible. That is why we do not intend to relent until this very effort is brought to its rightful conclusion. Therefore, please tell them to go to tunein.com. They can go to radioforest.net. Anyone wishing to listen to Radio Biafra can also go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or go to biafratelevision.co. We welcome you. And we ask you to welcome other people. If there is no Biafra family meeting around where you are, you try and start one. But please be very, very careful. There are those of them working for Rocha, Sokorocha, APC, Boko Haram. they will try to send you some inbox messages. Please be very, very careful. Be very, very wary. These are the people working for the kingdom of darkness. These are the people that will ensure our perpetual slavery. The way you know them is because they never come out in the open. They use other people's names. They never come out in the open. That is how you know them. These are the agents of darkness. These are those using the name of Biafra to go and dine and work with the enemy. These are our mortal enemies. We shall hunt them down. We shall hunt them down. I will be returning to the blessed Biafra land later on this very month to continue this work from where I left off. We were asked to come to look for funding to make sure that our men on the ground have the necessary and requisite help to be able to stop the encroachment of Boko Haram murderous machine. That is why we are here. Our people are responding. We need other people to respond as well. We must buy these armaments that we need for us to be able to defend our land, or else we are finished. Christians that we are being killed, or some of us are being killed on a daily basis. Nobody is doing anything about it. It is therefore our responsibility to ensure that if we do not wish to go into extinction as a people, then we must defend our land, and the time is now. The time is now. We must proceed as soon also as the eminent barrister is able to join us. I shall bring the barrister to you. He knows how to get through to me. I leave that in his capable hands. And as always, we will endeavor to run a live interactive session, which is normal, which is customary for Radio Biafra. That is our trademark. We don't hide anything. We make it very, very open. The number to call will remain +44 208 133 9976. I said this number never changes. This is the number. Any time that we are on the air, you will call this number. You will be able to get us. And also, we happen to be on Skype as well, Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. You can add both if you like, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. You will call us. There is no obligation on our part to accept you on our contact list. But if you call Radio Biafra 1 or Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call. We welcome you. We ask you to continue listening. We ask you to get other people to listen as well. We must now go forward to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary wherever you are on the face of this very earth. We shall endeavor to be as brief as possible. We are reporting this very morning, the second day of September 2014, with the time standing at approximately 23 minutes past 8 a.m. where we are, and also 23 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land and also in the United Kingdom. We are reporting that 45 Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists Boko Haram fear dead as military repels attack on Bama Council. These are not verified. Anything coming from the zoo should be taken with a pinch of salt. I do not believe them. Soldiers abandon Bama battlefront as Air Force jets bomb barracks. The incompetence, the hopelessness of the Zoological Republic's army is there for all to see. They couldn't, maybe it's a Boko Haram, pilot. Instead of him to go, or maybe an Egyptian pilot, instead of them to go and bomb Boko Haram, they are bombing their own people. How daft they are. Foolish people. Now, we are also reporting that they have taken over Bama. You see, they said that they have killed insurgents, that they are repelling them. In the same, this is what I like about this news presentation from our people in New Zealand and Australia. That is Chukwudi Ofoma and also Kelechi Ofoleta. When they give us the news, we are giving you sequence. We are the only ones that can do news this way. This is the sequence that we bring to you. On one hand, they are reporting that they have killed Islamic militants. On another hand, we are telling you what actually happened during that very battle. And then, in conclusion, we are telling you that this same town was taken over by Boko Haram. We continue. Atiku Abubakar yesterday in Owerri said that healthcare policy is a shame. They have come to Owerri. Every Hausa Islamic person now comes to Owerri. That is the problem. Everybody comes to Owerri. They want to be part of the caliphate happening in Barrister Mamuzu's backyard. That is where Barrister comes from. Every Hausa person comes there. They want to be part of the expansionist tendencies now prevailing in that part of the world. Igbo people are converting to Islam at an alarming rate due to hunger, due to poverty, due to the work of Rocha Sukrocha and those using the name of Biafra to serve Satan. They are, that is why Atiku Abubakar is coming. T.A. Orji stinks. Abia stinks, says billionaire Arthur Eze. He is a billionaire. But not, he doesn't have enough money to compare to what Buhari's third wife we used to go shopping this year in Dubai. I don't know why they call us millionaires when the tenth wife of Dangote is richer than all of us put together. But they said he's a billionaire, so we call him a billionaire. Yoruba is at it again. Their propaganda machine is in full swing. They said they are now an oil-producing state. Amahime Bendenkas, Yoruba, oil-producing state. I don't know how that is possible. We are the only ones blessed with oil. We are the only ones that have the abundance of this natural resource. Now, Yorubas are trying to join the party, I told you. They remind me of these vagabonds using the name of Biafra to try and replicate what Radio Biafra is doing. They want to sound like us. They want to confuse people. They even want to pretend that they are us. But they can never be us because they can never be Radio Biafra. There is no way they can be us. But they are doing the best they can, pretending and trying to convince the world that they are us. But they can never, ever be. They can never, ever be. That is exactly what happens when people are envious, when people are treacherous, when they are conspiratorial and duplicitous. That is what they do. They start to copy everything that you do. Now, Yorubas are doing the same. They want to copy us. They want to be like us. They want to be regarded as people who are relevant when in actual fact they are not. That is why we must continue what we are doing. They have even copied the colors of our flag. They turned it upside down. Yorubas are copycats. I don't like them. They should stop copying what we are doing. There is no oil in Yoruba land. If they have oil, good luck to them. They try to go to Ishekiri land to go and beg Ishekiri people that they are somehow part Yoruba to ask for Yoruba help. Ishekiri people drove them away and said, we know who our relatives are. And they lie to the east of us. Not you cowards. Not you cowards. Because the Shekiris, they understand. The people of Warri, they know that very well. You join Yoruba and very soon you become an Islamic caliphate. Yoruba people are cowards. They cannot fight. They are fearful. They are fearful of their own shadow because of their criminal past. That is the way they are as a people. No wonder you have Oluwole, a place dedicated to forgery and deceit in Lagos, in Yoruba land. We continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram feared dead as military repels attack on Bama Council. We continue to bring you this very news this very morning because in that very place, they are very good at twisting things. They turn things upside down. Things are not what they are supposed to be. That is the way they are as a people. But we are here to expose them. They can lie to you, but you can always trust Radio Biafra to expose the ills of these people. We are here to expose them, and we must continue to do so. We don't intend to stop. No fewer than 55 suspected members of Boko Haram sect have been killed in an encounter with military troops when the terrorists in their large numbers attempted to invade and take over Bama local government area of Borno State. Also, over 30 of the insurgents were injured with minor injuries sustained during the fierce battle with security operatives that later the story that lasted over 5 hours. The incident, according to sources, started in the early hours of Monday morning at about 5:30 a.m. This news is being given to us by the Yoruba Controlled Defense Headquarters, DHQ, they call them, with foreign bank accounts. They are waiting to run away. They have all made their preparations. They have all prepared their private jets. They are all the looted funds they have are waiting for them in foreign bank accounts littered all over the world. But they are at DHQ in Abuja with uniform talking rubbish. What do you expect from a department run or overseen by a Yoruba man? It will be replete with lies and deception. They are telling us now that no fewer than 45 suspected. How did you count the numbers? The battle was still raging even as at this very morning, Tuesday morning. So how did you manage to... So you took time out or you used your drones to go and count those killed. How do you know 45 insurgents were killed? How? Olukolade is in Abuja saying or telling the world that 45 insurgents were killed. Were you there? Did you count them? As the barrister would tell me, how can he say it is 3.5 million people when the actual figure is 5.2? Who told you it is 3.5? Britain told you when the actual figure is 5.2. Who told you today that 45 Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists were killed? A Yoruba man. Where is this Yoruba man in Abuja? Then how did you get your figures? You will say, oh, our commanders are on the ground. At what point did your commanders go and count when they themselves are running from battle, as we are going to expose them later on? It is your duty to lie. It is also our responsibility here to expose you. About 500 soldiers have fled the battlefront in Bama initially. Overwhelming Boko Haram militants who tried to take over the city early today, being yesterday. Bama is the second largest city in Borno State after Maiduguri, the state capital. It has been gathered that the militants arrived in Bama as early as 5:30 a.m. but met stiff resistance from the soldiers in the city. As the battle drew into the evening, however, about 500 soldiers initially drafted in to fight the insurgents fled to Maimalare barracks in Maiduguri with thousands of civilians running away from the city. The soldiers abandoned the battle. Our people, you know, this is the only... When I say what I say about Igbo people, I know why I say it. Nigerian military is bogged down in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in Borno to be precise. And we are going about saying we want Biafra. Now is the time for us to strike. Now, not tomorrow. And we need help to be able to do that. No army can fight on two fronts at the same time. If they turn to face us, Boko Haram will sweep clean all parts of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. There will be no Zoological Republic of Nigeria anymore. Therefore, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to offer that very help. Now is the time for us to move into battle to engage these people. Now is the time for us to do so. Delay is dangerous. Delay is dangerous. The Nigerian army, the soldiers are running away from battle. They are not battle hardened because they don't have anything to believe in. They are not patriotic. Nobody loves Nigeria, not even Jonathan. No single human being does. Anybody that says they love the zoo is because of what they're getting from it. Oil money coming to them, the corruption that is there. That is all. Nobody loves the zoo called Nigeria. That is why we must strike. And strike very, very soon. Delay is dangerous. Every zonal coordinator, every national coordinator, starting with our tweet today, the Twitter campaign have started. And I am making this announcement to remind everybody, those of you not yet registered to tweet, to make sure you start tweeting from this very second, to make sure that you let the world know that the death of our people in Malaysia cannot be countenanced. There are Malaysians in all over Africa. We can hunt them down and kill them. We don't want to do that because we are not murderers. We are not killers. We are not Boko Haram. We are not people that goes about indiscriminately snuffing out the life from fellow human beings. We are not like that. We can never be terrorists. We are not terrorists. Why is it then that Malaysia is allowing their police and immigration to keep on killing our people this morning, this afternoon, this evening, continuously throughout the whole day, all the way from Japan once again to the western fringes of the USA? We must tweet. All of us must tweet. I want that to be the theme of today. Every admin on Facebook, everybody who is capable of articulating any thought, you must be able to construct a tweet. Gozier should make sure that this is also on Radio Biafra London Facebook and pinned, and on all platforms as well. Every country Facebook page, every group that we belong to must be made aware of this very fact that we are tweeting today to save the lives of our people in Malaysia. We must do so today. Today is Tweet Tuesday, and we must tweet. We must, if we are serious about getting Biafra. All the time we talk about Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. The simplest, the most mundane thing you can even do, even using, and nobody knows who you are, tweet handle is, it can be anything. It can be bingo. It can be, nobody is, don't use your real name if you don't want to. So what is the problem? Why can't you tweet, for goodness sake? This campaign must run all day into the night. We must run it. It has already started in the far eastern part of the world. Every family member in Malaysia must tweet. Everybody in Australia must tweet. If you're in New Zealand, if you are in the Philippines, if you're in Indonesia, all of you in Singapore, all of you in Thailand, in China, in South Korea. We now have a presence in South Korea. Somebody came up from South Korea. We now have somebody in South Korea, and I have instructed them to start coordinating immediately. And also in Japan, in Taiwan, where are you people? Those of you in Hong Kong, we want you to start tweeting. Those of you in Pakistan, those of you in India, we want you to start tweeting. There are some of you in the Georgia Republic, those of you in Russia, those of you in Cyprus, those of you in Greece, those of you in Turkey. We are everywhere in the world. We are proud to be called Biafrans. Today, we let Malaysian government understand how angry we are at them for killing our people. Nobody will save them but you. That simple tweet you will make today will save the lives of our people. And you must do it. If you don't know how to do it, ask your more tech-savvy children. Ask your friends. Ask your colleagues at work. Ask your neighbors. They must know and have a way to tweet. Ask them, I want to tweet on behalf of my people being killed. Once you do that, you would have at least rescued a life. Rescued a life. We must tweet to save our people in Malaysia. We must do so. We are obligated. We are duty-bound to do so. We continue this very fine morning, and we continue the presentation of our news. But today is Tweet Tuesday. We don't want anybody to forget. Those at home, those in South Africa, in Mozambique, in Angola, those of you in Namibia, our people are in Congo as well. They have proudly identified themselves as Biafrans. We have people also, I hasten to add, in Kenya. Our people are also in Senegal. Senegal is very massive. All of you in Senegal, genuine Biafrans in Senegal, as great as you are in your numbers, today is the time to tweet. Almost all of you are tech savvy. Almost all of you are online. Go and, keep tweeting until they shut your account down. The Twitter handles you provided yesterday, Gozier told me this. I want those things to be set up again. The COC must ensure this is happening. The head of the directorate, which has said, you must ensure that every coordinator through the COC, through the continental reps, that every country is tweeting. I need this thing on the Facebook pages of every country, the tweet message. We need to let people understand that we can no longer tolerate the killing of Biafrans in Malaysia. We don't want that to continue happening. Until we take them home. We are not in a position to take all of them home today. We will take them home once Biafra comes. But for now, we try to ensure that their lives are protected, that their properties are protected, because Malaysian police and immigration are stealing from our people. They are killing our people and stealing from them. That state of affairs cannot continue. all of you in Europe, from United Kingdom to Sweden to Norway, those of you in Denmark, those of you in the Netherlands, those of you in Germany, those in Spain, in Italy, those of you in France, those of you in the Czech Republic, in Austria, all the Biafrans in all these places and beyond, in Finland, all of you must be able to tweet as well. This morning, keep tweeting until they tell you that you have tweeted so much, this account no longer exists. You open another one and continue tweeting. If you cannot tweet, I don't know how you can claim you support Biafra. If you cannot find somebody to even to tweet on your behalf, how can you claim that you love your country and you're willing to fight and die for your country when you cannot do something as simple as to tweet? How is that possible? Those of you in Canada, those in the USA, those in Mexico, in Brazil, in Venezuela, in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Jamaica, those of you across the Caribbean, those of you in Cayman Islands, those of you in Arsenal Island, those of you in Madagascar, we expect you to tweet. Those of you in Hawaii, we expect you to be tweeting. We expect you to go to Radio Biafra London, look at the tweet messages there. I want it pinned on Radio Biafra London. That is what I want. I want it pinned on our Facebook. We are the largest in the world. I want it pinned there, that the world may know how serious we are. That the world may know that we are determined to stop the killing of our people in Malaysia. The Malaysian government should stop killing Biafran people. They must stop it. And the only people capable of making them to stop is us. No other person can do that. And to release from illegal detention the number of Biafrans they're holding, we are not going to stop. People don't know how resolute we are. They don't know how resolute I am. We will pursue this very case from Malaysia until everybody illegally detained in Malaysia is released. We will petition the United Nations. We will not stop. I promise you, we will not stop until the last person illegally detained in Malaysia is released. We will not stop. This nonsense has to come to an end. We continue. We are reporting today that 500 soldiers ran away once again. They have abandoned the battlefront in Bama. They ran back to Maimalari barracks in Maiduguri. They came to Bama to defend that very place against Boko Haram. They are running away. This army cannot fight, I tell you that. They are not strong enough to fight. This army can and must be defeated by we Biafrans. What we do now is how history will remember us. If you want us to get Biafra, now is the time to support us. Now is the time to do the impossible. Now is the time to give us the benefit of the doubt. Now is the time for us to go into battle. Now is the time for us to commence our march towards freedom. Because this very army cannot fight. They cannot fight. They are running away from battle. They cannot fight. We continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists have taken over Bama. We told you. We are giving you the news in sequence, the lies of the Yoruba, the reality on the ground, and the outcome of the battle. That is what we are doing. Yorubas, we are lying. The DHQ, Olukola, the Yoruba man, lying and saying that 45 insurgents were killed. But how many of your own soldiers were killed? We always hear, 50 Boko Haram killed, 90 Boko Haram killed. How many Nigerian soldiers were killed? Because they're all Igbo boys who did not listen to us. I have told them, do not go to the battlefront. If they post you to any Boko Haram area, you contact our office at Enugu and you resign your commission with the army, and then you come back to Biafra land and help us build ours. If you go there, you're going to meet certain death. The ideology driving Boko Haram could not be defeated by Russians. There's a nuclear power. America gave up in Afghanistan and Iraq. Britain ran away from these places. You think that you in the Nigerian army can defeat the same ideology? No. The only thing that can stop the Boko Haram ISIS advance against our territory is Biafra. Give us Biafra, and then they understand that we are more fanatical than they are. That we go into battle with them, we'll defeat them. We will. And the world knows this very, very well. That is why we need their help. That is why we need their support. We are not terrorists and can never be terrorists. After all, we're not going to drink the oil. That same oil for which we have been suffering we gladly make available to anybody that wants it. We don't need this useless oil that has become an abatos around our neck, drowning us every blessed day. Oil, oil, oil all the time. No wonder they call it crude oil. It is indeed crude, because everything resulting from it is very, very crude. Reports emerging from Bama in Borno State indicate that Boko Haram militants have taken over control of the city. The state is the state which is Borno's second largest city was attacked early on Monday. The first attack was initially repelled by the troops, but the militants appear to have returned in greater force, leading some of the soldiers to follow civilians running away in an effort to escape. Residents are saying that Boko Haram have now completely overrun the city and put up their flag in the city center. Nigerian army. We are the 26th largest economy in the world. It is a force. What they say is the strongest giant of Africa, my foot. They are useless people. Giant of stupidity. Hopeless, corrupt people. They are continuing to do their work. The Hausa Fulani people are coming. The Hausa people are coming to Biafra land, and in so doing, they are bringing their heavy hitters with them. Even the former vice president, Atiku Abubakar, came to Oweredimo State Capital. That is where they come to come and see their own cousin, Rochas Okorocha, their own flesh and blood, the man that has brought shame, and by extension, to come and see the people in Bilie Human Rights Initiative. People using Biafra to deceive everybody. People using the name of Biafra to destroy our people. Owazirike has done his damage. Now this bunch of vagabonds and idiots have come up with their own rubbish again. And we cannot have it. We will not have it. We can never have it. The former vice president, the Hausa Fulani man, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, yesterday in Owerri. In Owerri, of course, they came to Sirocha Sokorocha, and those claiming that they are Biafrans, working from Biafra Talahun. Biafra, please, sorry. We say sorry. Because of this, the effort of these idiots. You are in court adjournment after adjournment for 3 years. You are in adjournment. Mad, insane people and idiots following them. May Satan have pity on your soul, because all of you are going to hell. All of you. The former Vice President Atiku Abubakar yesterday in Owerri, the Imo State Capital, described the healthcare delivery policy of the federal government as a shame. He said the policy does not provide adequate protection for the citizenry, particularly at a time of serious disease outbreaks. According to him, in sanitation, access to good water, infant mortality and maternity and maternal mortality rate, Nigeria was among the worst in the world. But that is the 26th largest economy in the world, the giant of Africa. Giant. Giant in stealing. Giant in thievery and criminality. Giant, my food. He said even in Africa, we do not rank well in the indices, which is a shame to say the least. But who is Abubakar? Abubakar was the vice president under Obasanjo. Mr. Dia Abubakar, or a Hausa Fulani sponsor of Boko Haram, sponsorer of Boko Haram. What did you do when you were the vice president? How many of these healthcare facilities? You were there for 8 solid years. What did you do? Show us your report card. Now you're mouthing off, being supported by your very formidable media. Everywhere, Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba, they dominate the media. Our people are should we support Radio Biafra or not? These are the people controlling. How do they control you? How do you think they managed to make Yorubas the richest pastors in the world? 5 of the richest pastors in the world are Yoruba men. Not a single Igbo man is there. Not a single Biafra, not a single Ishekiri man, not a Bibio, not a Fik. None whatsoever. Have you asked yourself why? I thank God for my education. The reason is because of what is called media preponderance, which is the hegemony of the media. They control the media. Because of that, they bend your mind. They tell you what to think. They tell you that Lagos is paradise and you go there. And because of that, you become fools. The Western world used it. Their countries are paradise. Because of that, you see them as next to godliness. You see them as Jesus Christ. the picture they gave to you, the picture of Michelangelo and one other stupid Italian aristocrat they gave you, Jesus Christ. Why did you believe it? Because they have built themselves up through their technological advancement to represent the next thing to godliness. That is why you fell for it. The same scam that Yorubas played on you. But the Yorubas are useless. They are very lazy. They are conspiratorial. They are criminals. They use the media to convince you that Lagos is very good. They go. You go there and they tell you the only way you can get close to Jesus Christ is through a Yoruba pastor. And you all fell for it. They repeat the same mantra every blessed day. That is why we are here. The work we are doing here, I don't know. We are delivering people from bondage. Do you know that? We are casting away demons in some of you, planted inside you by Yoruba pastors, by the lying zoo media. We are here to correct all of those things. So our work is massive. If you are not supporting Radio Biafra, you must consider supporting us. If you go to our website, on the right-hand side, you will see how to help us. Try and help. Don't think others are doing so because they are not doing so in their large numbers. Any little can also help us to advance this very cause. It is not difficult. If you have any card, any bank card with which you can access funds in ATM, you can use it, the same thing, through PayPal to support what we are doing, or direct if you wish to do so. Because the work we are doing is invaluable. It's priceless. Priceless. I tell you that. Setting you free from bondage, educating, enlightening you here, making sure that you have the requisite knowledge and wisdom to go out to proudly proclaim that you're a Biafran. It's not very easy, but we are here to do it. We continue. According to this failed man who is a vice president that did nothing for 8 years apart from steal money, this was the man who was in customs as the customs comptroller general or whatever rubbish that he is. He set up roadblocks after roadblocks, extorting money from useless Igbo traders. Of course, he emerged as a multi-billionaire, a civil servant who is a multi-billionaire. Have you heard of such rubbish before anywhere else in the world? Civil customs man. He became a multi-billionaire vice president. The looting started. Oil block after oil block. He's now, you know, with a talking rubbish, as usual. How's that Fulani people? They think they can trick us anymore. If not for Radio Biafra, some of you would have swallowed his garbage, hook, line, and sinker. But thankfully, there is Radio Biafra supported by our dear sister Nenaya and a few of you all over the world. Just very few, handful of people. Those that the kingdom of God belongs to. Because you saw the truth, you saw the light, and you followed. You have been very resolute. The reformers of this world. Very, very resolute. You have always supported this very effort. Because you saw the truth, you saw the light. They are the ones I remember. People who are consistent. Consistently supporting what they believe in. All those coordinators, those zonal coordinators, who every month understand that it is their duty to support the work we are doing. Not here today, gone tomorrow. You didn't remember when we told you that you had to support Radio Biafra for us to go forth to do what you're supposed to do. T.A. Oji stinks. Why wouldn't he stink? After all, Aba is stinking. Abia is stinking. He's called Ochendo on Ochendo. You know, stupidity. Oh, yeah, God. If we devote every blessed program on Radio Biafra for the next 10 years to analyzing or attempting to understand the stupid mindset of our people, even 10 years won't be enough time. Somebody says he is Ochendo. Somebody says he is the governor of a state. He is doing very well. You go to Aba, and Aba is decaying. Aba is like a festering wound. There is pores pouring from it. It is filthy. It is dirty. Unpassable. Aba is just awful. Awful. Very, very bad. Somebody is running around in siren saying he's Ochendo. And people are clapping. Those people clapping, sometimes I wonder, that thing you have in your head, is it brain or something else? Is it there? Is it brain that you're supposed to use to think, or is it something else? What is it? That thing that you have, is it brain, or is it something else? Why are things the way they are? Things are the way they are because our people are not capable of reasoning very well. Reason is not part of our forte. That is why we must do all we can to make sure that we support Radio Biafra to keep on giving us the correct and accurate news every blessed day. T.A. Ochi is thinking. Somebody shocked guests at the 23rd anniversary of the creation of the state. It was a bad day for Governor Theodore Ochi as he assembled a battery of illustrious personalities to celebrate the 23rd anniversary of the creation of Abia State in Omuahia last Wednesday. Rather than effusive praises which came the way of the governor, we are a censor from no less a person than multi-billionaire Chifa Toeze, who told the gathering deadpan that Abia State stinks. The venue was the Michael Opar Auditorium in Omuahia, the state capital. The barrister has joined us. Please, I'll go to the barrister very, very shortly. To mark the 23rd anniversary, in the session of comments that preceded the award ceremony, Chifeze was recognized to speak, and what he said sent cold chill running down. Why is it standing? He spoke the truth. I don't know what is wrong with black people, African people, self. The man spoke the truth. That Abia is thinking, Aba is decaying. Aba is bad, very, very bad. And who is the governor? Theodore Oje. Why can't he fix it? If he doesn't have the money to fix it, he should come and say to the world, my allocation is not enough to fix the problems in Aba. Let Biafrans all over the world come and bring their expertise to help to rescue Aba. Aba is very, very critical. Very, very vital to the survival of our people. Rather than keep quiet and be making a mockery. Making a mockery of governance. Mad people. Of course, kudos to Atoeze for saying what he said. He told the governor, if you do not know what to do again, please write to President Goodluck Jonathan and let him come to your aid. What did I tell you now? Even before I read it. Go and ask people that know. That is what I love about white people. They don't pretend they know something. I don't know, for some of you who may have worked in decent offices, when you go, maybe when you go to a team meeting or team bonding or team briefing or whatever it is, because I have something called general brief and local brief. When the general brief is coming down from the, you know, what is called the senior management team to the middle management team, and then for the middle management, you can tell the workers, it is very clear. They will tell you, if you can do this thing better, tell us what is the solution. That's why I love them. How do we do this? A white person can never be ashamed to come out and say, please, my dear people, how do we solve this problem? I don't know. What is wrong with black people? You are a governor. Your Aba is dying. And you are running around in siren pretending things are okay. Things are not okay. Families are suffering. Families are suffering. Say to people, I don't know what to do. Please come and help. It will not diminish you as a governor. It will not make you less of a person. But instead, silence and stupidity prevails as always. That is our news this very morning. The barrister has joined me and I'm very grateful that he has. I will therefore go to this same barrister. He is called Imam Mezu. Very eminent. This very barrister is also an attorney at law. I don't know if the barrister is with me. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Imam Mezu, can you hear me?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, barrister, please. I'm grateful you have joined me, but your voice is a bit low. Can you help?
Yes, I can increase it. Of course, it's any for me.
Yes, just do bear with me for a second, please. Barrister, do bear with me, please. Do bear with me, barrister. I'm changing your lines. Please, barrister, go ahead. You are clear now. You are loud. You're direct to the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, barrister. Thank you for the news you bring to us every day. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. To be honest, for one moment, I just sounded like Ozie in just in a short one. My voice just came out. We thank you and greet you as always. We are always grateful and happy to catch up with you every morning, every evening, because I tell you, there's nothing like Radio Biafra. We all share ideas. We all bring about how to restore Biafra. Today, I hear too much in my greeting this morning, wherever you are. Please wake up and listen to Radio Biafra. I just want you to put some few lights, if you like, on one of the questions I want to ask, because I'm undergoing through some questionnaire on my brain. What is the goodness of Muslim or Islam in the Afro land?
No, that is none. But in its purest form, if you read what the interpretation of the enlightened scholars of Islam, it sounds like an Eldorado. It sounds very, very nice, very sweet. If any country can implement that in the world, they will be living happily ever after. But that is not true. It's like communism. The reality always is different from the theory when it comes to practice. Islam in your land, or where a land, the barrister, does not portend any good for us. I can tell you that now.
Apart from Islam to establish itself in my own hometown, has there been any goodness projected by Muslims?
No. I don't know if you know of any. For, I don't know. There is none. I have not heard is none. There is none.
I'll put in another one. What about Christianity?
I don't know which one is worse. I'm being honest with you, barrister. I don't know which is worse. If people think that we are going to sit here and be brainwashed by a bunch of idiots, they are dreaming. What have they done? Can you please tell me what they have done?
The reason why I'm comparing these two is, at least, Christianity likes to preserve life. They like to bring good news. First, they don't kill. Secondly, they don't go around trying to convince anybody. Firstly, you either become a Christian or you die. That I can take away with Christianity. The reason why I'm making these questions now is this. I'm trying to understand what will make me to become a Muslim. I'm trying to see the goodness, what will make me to answer some sort of a nickname that will suit well within the Afro land. I'm trying to find out why and how Islam can comfortably sit down in a Holy Land or in any Biafra land. I'm trying to see the benefit. Say there is none. Let's go ahead. Biafra is a shame. We hear it every day. Muslims, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, killing, converting territories, claiming territories, destroying properties, destroying all sorts of things that have been built by human beings. The news will tell us how many military men killed within the cave of House of Lani Boko Haram. Yet, they are still controlling the event. They are still claiming and making inroads in Maiduguri, in Borno, but we are still hearing the same old story every day. Director, do you know that without Radio Biafra, we will still be in darkness up to today and even till next year and years beyond?
Of course.
Nothing will ever happen.
Of course.
The advent of Radio Biafra has put a lot of people into light, created awareness, brought out the evil committed against Biafrans and the evil that is happening in the zoo up to today. There has been a lot of arguments, counter-arguments. Should that zoo carry on? Should that zoo remain? Without Radio Biafra, all these things wouldn't come about. Our people, it's now time for you to say it's time to go home. We have spoken too much. We have said a lot. It's time for practice to ensure we are going home. Let's put all the things in practice. Let's not carry on. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Barrister. Thank you, Chemefo. Enough thank you. We've taken quite a lot thank you for the past 3 years or more. let us go home and then go and thank ourselves back home. We are dying every day. I had Chioma Pilos. She spoke for almost half an hour. First was our sister, Iberi Adibog, managed to remember that name. And now, the same thing is happening every day. We hear bad news. There's never been a day we didn't hear that Boko Haram killed people, military against them. They started, some of them ran away. Wasn't it last week we heard that they ran into Cameroon? And how many again? Every day they are running. Our lives are being wasted. Blood is being shedded. And we are well comfortable wherever we are. Dear friends, nobody will ever do this for us. Let's go home. We are treating Malaysia to stop killing our people. We are being killed abroad. We are being killed at home. Why? Harsh. Why? Director, good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. The question is why? Why are they killing us in Malaysia? What did we do? Why are they killing us in Malaysia? That killing must stop. That killing that Malaysian government sanctioned, Malaysian police and Malaysian immigration together all over the world, we can stop it from happening again. We can, depending on what we do today, this tweet Tuesday. All you need to do is to tweet. That is all. Go and tweet. If you don't know how to do it, get somebody to do it on your behalf. You are registering your protest. You want, oh, America, have you been to America to tell them to help us? Oh, how many countries are supporting Biafra? You want countries to support what we are doing? Are you supporting yourself? Are you supporting your own people? The same type of support you are asking for from countries of the world, offer the same support now to stop the killing of your own people in Malaysia. That's all. And you see what will happen. We are not saying that Malaysian government should not treat people badly, those of them who are into one stupid nefarious activity or the other. That is different. If somebody breaks your law, you take the person to court and allow the full weight of the law to be brought in judgment of that very person. But not you go and you're stealing scab from students. You go and you ransack. You don't have money. You go and take them. Nigerian embassy will tell you, oh, don't worry. Do anything you like to them. You go and ransack people's homes. A policeman stealing from a Biafran. You don't have laptop. If a Malaysian police, the child is looking for a laptop, they run into a Biafran student's house and collect the laptop and give to the son. What type of nonsense is that? What type of rubbish is that? No, it shouldn't be allowed to continue. Never, ever, ever. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. We are on Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Biafra 1 as well. Radio Biafra and the figure 1. Also, our telephone number is +44 or 044 208 133 9976. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct on this very fine morning. The time here now is approximately 8:30 in the morning. 8:30 in the morning in the beloved Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. And I believe, I presume, that they are working. That they are working. The line once again is +44 208 133 9976. On Skype, we are on Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. And things are happening. There is news coming up from all over the place. But all the same, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. We welcome you from wherever you are, regardless of the part of the world that you're in, that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are also having some breaking news. People saying that Jonathan is not behaving like a commander-in-chief. Of course, this news will come up later on. on Radio Biafra Principle website as well. And as it does so, we ask you to acquaint yourselves with it. If you have not been able to tweet, we ask you to try and do so now. If you don't know how to tweet, please ask those around you. Please inquire from them how best you can tweet, because that represents the finest way for us to tell the government of Malaysia that what they are doing to our people is patently wrong and that we cannot have it. Once again, our lines are open, and it is Radio Biafra. It is 208-133-9976, but of course before that is +44. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Is Apostle Michael Chimunik. I'm calling from Suiza.
Please go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, Director, I want to know, is there a coordinator of Indigenous people of Vietnam here in Abuja here? You know, there was a time I called, I think, Bello, who told me to, if I can coordinate people here in Suiza, but I don't think I can do it. These people are adamant. And here, I'm having problem with even the Mengwa, the Emir and everything. They took me many times to police station. Sometimes I took them. They even went to court because they want to stop me operating as a pastor. They want to stop my ministry when I started building it. They say there is a mosque very close to where I'm building ministry. So they try to stop me. We battle well, well. But now I want to join the Indigenous people of Yarivia in Abuja here. Then I want to know who is the coordinator before I will go home. Because I'm planning to go home. My wife is already in the east, so very soon I will go home. But for now, I'm still around. I want, if there is any, I want to belong. So I need the person's number. That's why I called.
Yes. Your call is in good order. Your call is in good order. But I ask you to try as much as you can to start our people off where you are. Start them off where you are. That's what you need to do. Start them off where you are. Try as much as you can to assemble them together. That is the right thing to do.
Okay.
That is the only thing. You must try as much as possible and see what you can do in Suleja.
All right.
Because we need our people there.
All right, let me try. I will try. Let me see how I will coordinate them. But if I could not, I will let you know.
Please, please, try as well as you can. Very, very important. We need them in Suleja. We need them in Suleja.
Okay.
Please, okay? Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. That was the Apostle calling us, and we are grateful to him for his call as well. We want you, if you have any ideas, if you have any suggestions, if you're finding things difficult and you want support, please, you can always call Radio Biafra. You can always call the office, and we will be able to guide you, to tell you what to do. We don't want to see ourselves or say that there is a task that is too difficult for us to do. There is nothing we cannot do. Therefore, we continue until we establish a presence in Suleja. We want there to be a Biafran family anywhere you have Biafrans all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, we are transmitting to the entirety of humanity on a day we have devoted to letting the world know what is happening to Biafrans, and in so doing help to stop the indiscriminate killing of Biafrans. Also in Malaysia, they are killing us in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in the zoo, all over the place they are killing us. Why should we also be killed in Malaysia? We don't like that, we don't want it, it shouldn't continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your
my
name?
My name is Okoye Ikechukwu. And by the special grace of God, the coordinator of Indigenous people of Biafra in Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling from the capital of Anambra State, Oka. And the main reason why I called is because some of our people, especially those who have decided to get involved with what we are doing, those who came out, have been calling me and have been asking me to call you and give my number online, because it seems to be appear that there are a lot of people calling online questioning or calling from Anambra State who are geared to identify with us or who are here to join in what we are doing. So I decided to call this morning.
You need to try and get a satellite. Satellite is not a terribly, I don't know, you know, because of no light as well, you will need a generator to run it. I understand that. Satellite is not terribly expensive, but you should try and make sure you are on satellite. On satellite is far more easier for people to follow. Very, very easy.
I have one. Just I haven't been okay for a while.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that.
Okay. So I'd like to give my number online, please. Okay.
Of course, you can give your number here, but remember that Rochas or Kurochas people will call you. They will disguise as they will say, "Oh, we are very serious. We are Biafrans. Don't follow indigenous people of Biafra. We are this. We have Supreme Council of our mother, Supreme Council of grandmother, Supreme Council of grandfather. It's all lies. If you listen to them, you are finished. You will be dragged down with them." That is what they do. They listen to us. They pick down telephone numbers. They start to bombard you with messages. Do you understand that? So you must be strong mentally to understand and resist that, or else they will drag you into hell where they are now languishing. Okay?
I don't know. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
But I'm a true Biafran.
I hope you are. Please go ahead and announce your number for those of them in Anambra that wishes to join. Go ahead.
All right. This is my phone number. 0800-632-5689.
Again?
I repeat. 0800-632-5689.
Thank you very much.
You can call this number and give me that.
These are people in Anambra. They can call you, and if they wish to join, they can join us. Wonderful. That is very, very good. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
But Okorocha's men will call you. Those working for APC, Boko Haram, using the name of Biafra, will call you. Be rest assured. I can assure you of that.
I'm waiting for their call.
Director. Wonderful. Well, this is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, or they have come through on the other line. I reserve for the barrister himself on my private line. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may. Yes, I'm talking to you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct to the whole world. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, good morning, director.
Good morning.
This is Awaka. I'm calling from
Norway. The great lady herself. Thank you very much. I hope your family is in good nick. This lady and her family took very good care of me in Oslo, in Norway, and we're indebted to them. She's been standing on her feet since Wednesday night of last week, cooking and taking care of us. She has done very well, and we're indebted to her and her husband. You're welcome to the program, and the whole world is listening.
Yeah. I just want to say, wish you welcome back to your destination.
Thank you very much.
And to reaffirm my commitment again, that there will definitely be a difference in the way things are done here from now on.
Thank you very much.
And to encourage you to keep up the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
That we are solidly behind you.
Yes.
And that our race and fight will not be in vain.
The same.
That is all I have for today.
You have spoken very well. Yes. And you represent... Thank you very much. Madam, thank you very, very much. You represent what every Biafran woman should aspire to. This woman and her husband, with other of our people, single-handedly took care of all the Biafrans that came to Oslo in Norway without complaining. Some of them came and left with Tokuroko. No wonder the conference was well attended, because they knew that if they attend a conference in Norway, at least when you're going, you will go with stockfish. And even myself, I wasn't expecting it. But they gave me some as well. That goes to show the extent to which they took care of us. Nobody can say that he or she was hungry. This woman stood in the hall cooking morning, afternoon and night. The husband driving people from one place to the other, ferrying people from the airports back to the airports, all over to the train station all the time. Ndokwoma, who is our deputy national in Norway, and the wife should be commended. They did very well for their country. They should be commended, I'm telling you. They worked so hard, it's untrue. And we are grateful to them. Very, very grateful to them. This is Radio Biafra, and we continue, and our lines are open. Our lines are open. We must do what is right before God and before man. This very family, they are exemplary. We must encourage them. We must encourage the likes of them to come out to serve their people. We are gathering also in Spain on the 11th, but we are coming on the 9th of the 10th to support our brethren, the Catalan separatists. They are going to have a march that very day. We have been invited. We are making genuine friends all over the world, not artificial ones. We are not coming back and claiming Obama is coming, Ban Ki-moon is coming, Kofi Annan is coming. No, that is all rubbish. They are all lies. They falter. They fall to pieces for us. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You may not like it, but indeed it is the truth. And our lines are open. It is +44208133996. Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra have not received any call at all on Skype. I don't know what is happening. I don't know if the British are at it once again. I do not know because I have not been able to take any calls at all whatsoever on Skype, which is not very good. It is unusual. Our Skype must be up and running. It must be functioning because most people prefer to contact Radio Biafra via that very means. And if you are joining us, this is your first time. You have come to the Temple of Truth. You have come to where everything you listen to is simply gospel. Because the truth to us is paramount. We speak it without fear before anybody because only through it shall we be deemed worthy to inherit the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, this earth, and that place is called Biafra. Therefore, we welcome you. If you have not sent your tweet yet, or Twitter, whatever it's called, if you don't know how to tweet, we ask you to go out and learn it this very morning, or afternoon, or evening, or night, depending on where you are. We are working very hard to save our people who are in Malaysia. Some of them are wrongfully imprisoned. Some of them should not be in prison, but for some reason they are there, and we do not wish them to continue to be there. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? This caller is on Skype.
Good morning,
can you hear me?
Director.
Good morning. That means our Skype is working. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from Bilbao.
From Bilbao.
Isaac Iguema.
Yes, thank you very much, my dear brother from Bilbao. I was in Bilbao a few weeks ago. I saw Biafrans there, and they're doing very well, and we welcome them to the family. Please go ahead. Isaac, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying your number all this time, but I couldn't make it. So I thank you very much for your wonderful job you are doing for the all Bilbao, all the Biafrans.
Thank you.
Again, I thank those that are working with you. Director, we had a meeting yesterday with the executive Bilbao and the Victoria, and the meeting was very successful. Even Uchen Nasiego was in our midst. We are trying all our possible best to make sure everything is moving fine in Bilbao.
Yes,
believe me, the meeting was very great. A lot of people yesterday come in and supporting what we are doing. And they give us all the promise that they are going to support financially and whatever they can do.
That's good.
It's only that we should inform them in time so that they will know what is going on. So let me stop here, forgive others' chance to speak. Thank you very much and continue your good job.
Thank you. We shall continue. And I also thank those of you. When I went to the Basque country, when I went to Victoria and also to Bilbao, I saw things there that gave me hope. It was therefore a shock to me that that very sector wasn't as strong as it should. But our head of directory did promise me that that is his own territory, that he will make it as strong or comparable to any other strong unit around the world, and he has done so. And what Isaac is now telling us is that Bilbao, in fact, the Basque country, or País Vasco, as they call it, is now very strong. People are coming out. The leadership is working very, very hard, and we commend them for it. We are not going to retreat. We will not surrender. But beware of fake imitation. Beware of fake, because there are fake Biafrans perambulating. There are fake individuals all over the place claiming they want to do peace with us, but we don't do peace with cowards. We cannot do that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The caller on the phone, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Netherlands.
From the Netherlands, please. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready for Radio Biafra.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Ago Emmanuel.
Ago Emmanuel, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
The whole world is listening?
Of course, the world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are on the air. The world is listening. Yes.
Okay. I thank good morning or good afternoon or good night. All the Biafra and the whole world. It has been an opportunity to speak to the whole world. I would say this Radio Biafra have given me the great opportunity since I was born. I haven't speak to the whole world in this very form. And for me, being an opportunity to say it, I want to contribute and also to suggest, based on the struggle that we are struggling, going on, that struggle that is on the board. I took my fellow Biafrans, die-hard Biafrans. I also try to encourage our brothers who have not been encouraged, who have not picked someone courage to join the radio, to join the after. But I'm trying to also advise them. We cannot push them, we cannot force them to come and join. But whenever they find out that they are not conducive in the area they find themselves, they have to know that the best alternative, if they call it by Zoom or whatever they call it, whenever they find that place is not conducive for them, the best alternative is the after.
Yes.
In the other way. About what we are saying, that Biafra people have been killed, that outside people are the zoo people that they don't know something, because some of us are thinking that they don't understand, they don't know anything. I will take that idea, because I'll tell you, they know what they are doing. If they didn't know what they're doing, I will give you some points. None of them, since the creation of Nigeria, amalgamated of Nigeria, so-called Nigeria, none of them have ever invested their kobo in Eastern region. None of them have even battered, even shop. Tell them they bought it. They leave everything open for us at the north. A lot of our people are there, buying land, building houses. We are crying for them to come back. They're finding it very difficult. You even find it that most of them doesn't even have even single drink in the east. Even in their own fatherland, they don't have even one thing there, but they have a mansion in another person's land. We are crying for what they did in the northern part. The same people are now still moving to Ghana to invest their money in Ghana, still forgetting about their best land. He said that nothing has not doesn't mean anything. They know things when they kill Agbe Yondonse. They know things when they make problems. When they kill our people, we are keeping on going on dialogue. Myself, I contributed myself. I want to join the defense so that they can also advise our directors before we go into battle, before we go into any action. Hello, are you here?
Loud and clear. Go. The world is listening. Go ahead. We don't like interrupting people.
No.
That's how I learn. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Now, before we go into any fighting, because there's no time for it. No time left, my brother, where I'm thinking. We have to do a homework, because just our contribution, I was trying to ask, is there not any Biafran man that can lead us to connect us so that we can get the current and the modernized animation that we need? Whatever we have to bargain, we bargain and look at the so-called Boko Haram. I don't want to go into battle with them the way the Jew in the military are going. Because they are going there without non-sophisticated weapons. They are going there with the inferior weapons. So I want to go into war when I have the type of ammunition that is necessary for me to use and combat them, and make sure that I'm going there to defeat them. I'm not going there to combat. I'm coming back. I cannot go into that. I don't need to go into any battle again and lose. We have to lose. We have to learn from our mistakes. We have to prepare ourselves. And I want to ask another question. What will be the consequence of all those? Why? Because when during the last Biafran war, we heard about what Ifeajuna did. Ifeajuna did is after that, nobody, no consequences. Now, Rochas Okocha is on the way. People are complaining. Well, we all see what Rochas are doing. What will be the consequence of all those betrayals? What will be the consequence of all those betrayals?
Death. I have said it before. I will not forgive. No, I will not forgive. That will be death. As simple as that.
If death will be the penalty, then why can't we start it now? We have to.
Because we need to start. Let me explain to you. Let me tell you. Can I explain to you why we have not commenced yet? Is because if we commence phase two proper, we are on phase two now. If we commence it proper, it will lead to phase three immediately. It will be seamless. It cannot stop. We finished phase one, we went into phase two. If we commence phase two, it will lead to phase three. So we need adequate preparation. That was why we failed between 67 and 70. We did not prepare for what was to come. This time around, we are preparing ourselves. We are looking at every variable, every eventuality to make sure we cater for everything that will happen. So we don't fail. I don't want to fail.
Okay, director. The second phase. Now we are crying that Boko Haram are killing our people. Ask our people in different countries where they are. How many of their fellow brothers are they killing? They are killing their fellow brothers indirectly. A lot of our brothers are being in prison, languishing because of the cause of our brothers. They are working with the white men to put our brothers in prison. They are working with the outsiders to eliminate their brothers. The brother that we are going to have, there is no peace among us. The day you said something that I adore it so much. You said that this time around that all the whole coordinator in the whole world, that we have to take care of everybody that is coming to their coming.
Of course, no. New members.
They have to give them. They have to give them hospitality. Now I really appreciate it. I want you to know how can you build love among us. Trust. There is no trust among ourselves.
And there is, my brother, that is one thing. You have to come close to understand. Because if you had come to, let me start from where did we start gathering? If you had come to Spain, you would see love. If you had come to Norway, you would have seen love there. People that never knew each other before. People communicating all the time. People helping each other. You can see genuine love. When you come to our gatherings, you see love. We don't, it's not theory. We practice it. In practice, Karamonde is in Sweden. It is out of love, being hosted by our people there and principally John and Ngozi Madu. People must understand that where we are, we have genuine love and affection. But the thing is that you have to come close to be able to see it. People staying very far cannot see what we are doing. If not out of love, will the people of Norway be able to host us? Or the Nordic countries be able to host us? The answer is no. If not love, are we then able to return to Barcelona on the 10th? All these things are born out of love. Nothing more, nothing less. But people will need to come close. Do you know how many people we have helped to get their papers? Do you know how many people that traveled to a country they've never been to before and somebody met them and housed them and fed them and gave them all that they required in order to be able to settle? What of that? Do you want to, if you want, we can start taking testimony live on the air. But we're not to be like the Yoruba people. We don't want, as Nahiamanaman Erowe, we don't want to go on highlighting our accomplishments all the time. We want people to be led in spirit to come to see what we are doing. Led by the spirit, not what they can gain. Anybody that travels to any country that we have a presence in the world, if you want to be met at the airport, you will be met at the airport. What you are going to eat will not lack. Where you will sleep will be made available. Simple.
It is being implemented. I want you to I'm thanking you for all your good work. I'm thanking all the whole members of the whole world. I thank them so much. I'm trying to tell you that count on me that I would not like to go in a battle that I would lose again. Never, I can never do it. And I will not make any difference to lose anyway. Then we have to go, we are going for victory. We have to prepare very well. Anything that we have to cost us. But whenever we start striking, we have to strike and from the beginning until the end. No retreat, no surrender.
Of course, we can't retreat.
I'm volunteering myself. Whenever it's ready, I'm ready to fight for Biafra.
Yes. One thing I needed to do, you are in Amsterdam, is that correct? Or other part of Netherlands? Where are you?
Yes, I'm in Amsterdam.
You must support the group in Amsterdam. Amsterdam has the potential to be very, very strong. One of the strongest units in the world. Amsterdam, both their men and their women, I see a lot of enthusiasm amongst them. But for some inexplicable reason, I do not understand what the problem is. Things are not sometimes the way they're supposed to be. And we intend to look into it. We will dissect it and we will resolve it. I thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra this very fine morning. You must go forth to continue the propagation of this very message. And also, if you find more volunteers like yourself, also prepare them and get them ready. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live. We are direct to the rest of humanity. We are here propagating this very wonderful gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, that mankind may know that Chukwu Abiama is God. That is why I have no fear, because I know what God is about to do is remarkable. Remarkable. The fewer we are, the greater the glory. That is something you must know. Because what is about to happen is tantamount to a miracle. People will see the strength, the magnificence, and the power of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. They're about to witness it. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. And our lines are open. People should be tweeting. I know that a lot of people are tweeting this morning. They are telling me that they're tweeting already. You should keep on tweeting until your account is closed. If you like, open a new Twitter account. You can leave your old one. If you're tweeting with your old Twitter account, once they warn you, you stop. Go and open a new one and keep tweeting until that one is shut down. If they shut down your Twitter account because you're trying to save the life of a Biafran, then so be. People talk about love. We are not united. You need to do something to unify you with people. If we are capable of stopping the indiscriminate and incessant harassment of our people in Malaysia, their unlawful detention and killing, you will get them to love you. When they go about, they will say, our people all over the world helped us. Our people all over the world stopped us from being killed. Then they will love you. People, you just can't sit down and say, we don't love ourselves. How? Somebody is somewhere who is dying. You go and help them. Are they going to forget you in a hurry? The answer is no. They will never forget you. Never, ever, ever will they forget you. So that is why it is important. That is why it is necessary that we continue to do this very work that we are doing. That this work which is ceaseless, this work which is noble, this work which is in a way honorable and rewarding, we must do, carry it out to its logical and rightful conclusion. Therefore, you must go out to tell your people to listen to Radio Biafra. You must set up Biafran families where you are. You must ensure also that you send out your tweet today or Twitter messages. You must continue to tweet. You must continue to send out Twitter messages until they get the message in Malaysia. Our Skype lines are open. We have taken some Skype calls before and I don't know what happened to them. It is quite unusual to be looking at two Skype screens and nothing is happening. Radio Biafra 1 hasn't even come through at all. We have taken calls on Radio Biafra. Those are the two lines we are using this very morning. Radio Biafra, all lower casing, all one word. This is on Skype. we don't need to accept your request before you can call us. Once you are there, you can be able to call Radio Biafra. Once you do so, we will take your call. Our telephone number is +44 or 044 208 133 9976 203 or +44 208 133 9976. And this is Radio Biafra on a day that we are not only presenting this live broadcast to the world, but we are also making it clear to all and sundry that we are in the business of defending the lives of our people who are in danger in Malaysia. That is why we want to go and get Biafra. That is why we want to do so in truth and honesty, because that is the only thing left for us to do. If we leave our people in Malaysia, they will kill all of them, and we don't want that to happen. We don't want our people in Malaysia to suffer needlessly. We don't want them to be killed. Therefore, we are asking our people all over the world to ensure that they tweet today. Ensure that you tweet. If you do so, you will be able to receive the goodness, the love, and the mercy of the Most High God, because you are saving the lives of your own people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all listeners. My name is Minna Opara. I am Biafran by marriage. I come from Obasu in Oweri, Imo State, Biafra. I live in Finland.
Thank you.
I would like to tell you a story that is happening right now. On Sunday, the angel spoke to me and told me to put a challenge on Facebook. So I did. I asked in my Facebook status that my friends should donate, that people in Biafra does not have food on their plates, that we need to give money for food. And what happened? People started to donate. And today I looked into my account and I got very, very happy. And it will not end here. I have more ideas for fundraising, but let this be all for now. But I want to encourage all the men and women out there that there are a lot of ways to raise money. Dig deep in your own pockets, but other people want to help if they have the chance. And I want to end my call with greetings to all in Biafra land especially. You are not forgotten. I think about people in Biafra every day. And thinking is not even enough. It's action that counts. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. I couldn't have put it any better. Mina, she is from Finland. These are the people that got us onto Finnish television. Did you hear what she's saying? People are doing it of how you know white people now, the way they behave. They get something done, they just don't talk, they don't believe in theory. Our women must learn good practice. Like Mrs. Ukwama, where we are coming from, our host in Oslo, Norway. Women can call a gathering. They can cook. They can ask people to come and sample or taste Biafran food. It is called fundraising. It's not just fundraising, it is spreading awareness that counts also. You can do something. You can have an idea, get together, and begin to propagate it. You don't need permission. Our sister, she said she is Biafran by marriage, and that she's living in Finland, but she comes from Oweri. She comes from Oweri. I learn all the time, and I hope that our people should be able to learn also. I believe in learning all the time. She has taught me something this morning. Our women, especially our women, because they are more stronger than us, the men. Our women have moral fiber, they have backbone. They should stand up and save their children. As you're saving somebody else's child, you are also saving your own, because you don't know what the circumstance might be tomorrow. And because of the help you render to the children of other people, mercy will also befall your own. That is what you must know. That is what you must do. You have to go out. You have to be proactive. You have to do all you can to ensure that what we are doing is successful. That thing is to restore Biafra. Any way you can help in the restoration of God's own kingdom will be welcome. This is Radio Biafra, and my dear sister, thank you very, very much for calling. She has been able to raise some funds, and we have to continue in that same vein as well. We don't intend to stop. We don't intend to prevaricate. We can never, ever retreat, and we can never, ever surrender. We welcome you wherever you are once again. And our number, as usual, this number never changes. Sometimes when UCHMFO, not sometimes, all the time when UCHMFO anchors the program, as it did last night, you will not be able to get us with this very number. But anytime I am anchoring the program, which is most of the time, this is the number for you to use to get hold of us. This number will never change. Forever and ever and ever, it will never ever change. The number is +44 208 133 9976 +44 208 133 9976 And this is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct to the whole world. On a day we are, I know that a lot of people are tweeting. They're telling me that they're sending out their tweets. And we welcome it. We welcome it. We want you to keep on sending your... Keep tweeting until they shut you off. Until they tell you that you can no longer tweet. All the things that you need to tweet, they are on Radio Biafra London on Facebook and also Radio Biafra. And I want it copied across all the platforms where we are on new media. Everywhere, please. And our former also, can you put that also on the website to ask them to stop killing our people? Our former, please, find a befitting picture. Take the same article that has been posted on Radio Biafra London regarding the tweet. Put it on radiobiafra.co, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Amechi Omak. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Amechi Omak from Malaysia, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. The whole world literally is listening to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sending my congrats to Chukwu Abiyama.
Thank you.
Otu Onisan Isu Abambo, Kaimelo Nwanyi. I want to know Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I know what I want to play on a bombo. I want to go to the bombo. I don't like it. I don't see a good brother. I can't do anything.
Yes,
and I want to have a man with the other one over there. If you were dying, man. So I can't have a bombo now. I didn't want to put that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's exactly what we are doing, and we shall do so. That is why we are tweeting today, to save you people in Malaysia. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You are on Skype. You have come through to us. The whole world is listening or about to listen to your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller, I can't understand. Donekachi, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Please, go ahead.
Okay. I'm the one that called the other day telling you about the post on TVC News.
Yes.
You asked me to give you all the information on your Facebook, and I did. I don't know whether you saw it.
The one from TVC, I don't know. If you finish calling now, or if you can do it as you're speaking to us, the better. Resend it to me via inbox on Facebook.
I've done it already in your inbox on Facebook.
When was it? When did you do it?
The same day.
The same. Try and do it now. I get too many messages, thousands upon thousands of them. I have over God knows how many thousands of unread messages. I need to go through them. And, go ahead.
And I want to comment. Yesterday, we went around in Asigame distributing our tracks and all that.
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me? Nekachi, can you hear me?
Like our job.
Yes, where was this distribution done? Where did it do this? Where was it?
In Asigame yesterday.
Okay. What is this Asigame you're talking
about? In Togo.
in Togo. You did this in Togo yesterday. And what is the response like? Are people responding, those that you saw?
They like it very much. And they said that they have been expecting it for a very long time now. And they asked us, which time are we having the meeting? I said, oh, they should listen to it first. Then we'll call on air and give them the date of our meeting.
Okay. No problem. That is wonderful. Then that goes to show that when people go out to evangelize, people tell me, I'm telling them, did you ask them to listen to Radio Biafra? Did you print any flyers? Did you write anything at all to make sure that you're different from the criminal Wazruke and his enterprise? We must be different from them for people to listen to us. So I thank you for what you're doing. We know that very soon Togo will be as credible as Senegal is. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our people, of course, everybody's working. You need to work hard. I can't understand. I don't believe in lazy activism. Give us Biafra currency, Biafra will come. If you print Biafra passport, Biafra will come. If you publish a list saying 99 concert, no, we don't believe in lies and deception. It's your coupon. We must speak the truth always. And the only way you can get Biafra is through sheer hard work. It is not easy. Because if it is easy, you will not regard this as anything. If it is easy, then Chukwu Abiamah will not be involved. It is hard work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, I'm
in. Sorry?
I'm calling.
You're calling from where? Your line is not very good. No, your line is not good. Oh, no. My dear brother, please, try and call us back. Try and call us back, please. Very, very important. Try and call us back. Your line is not very, very clear. Not clear at all. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are today. We are also sending out millions of Twitter messages or millions of tweets to remind the whole world that the killing of Biafrans, our own flesh and blood, our own brother, and for me especially, very, very painful. Anybody who knows me knows how dear I hold those who are in Malaysia. I don't want anything to happen to them. I want them to be alive. I want them to be well. And I want them to see their beloved country. They have suffered so much. I want those of them who are left alive to see Biafra. Malaysia is important to us. They are good men and women in Malaysia of Biafran extraction. Good people. Despite the pain, the suffering, the harassment, they continue to serve their country. They don't give excuses in Malaysia. They just continue to do their work. No excuse. If you want them to do something, they do it. They don't come back to give excuse. Never. That's why I love them, you see. And that is why we must work hard to protect them. We need them to be safe. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning. Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Chuma on Skype, stay where you are. Please go ahead, my dear brother, on the phone. You are welcome. The whole world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Biafra. Thank you, Director. I want to appreciate your good work and your team for Biafra. I want to congratulate Biafra in the Canadian countries for the social conference. I want to appreciate as well as my able sisters in Biafra land doing a good job. I was moved to tears last night when they called and they couldn't hold back their fears and all that. I was really moved. I was challenged to do something, even though I know I've been doing. I was challenged to put more effort in seeing that Biafra come as much quicker as ever. By the way, my name is Agocha Chimwendo. I am calling from Lagos by the special grace of God. I am the servant of the special people of Biafra. I am the co Network, dear friends in Lagos. I want to use this very moment to announce our forthcoming meeting this Sunday. It's going to be very, very important because top of the agenda we're going to discuss is about our defense fund. We want to see how we can help in our only two ways. Is seeing that we support what our brethren in the diaspora are doing. Most of them are in their comfort zone in abroad, yet they want our goods. They want to see us rescued here, especially those of us who are in the zoo and our brethren who are living in their fallen. Please, I want to tell our people in Lagos, so many of them are hiding, they call on phone, they don't come for meetings. I went to Accra over the weekend, and I saw Biafrans who are ready to die. I couldn't hold back the kind of strength of Biafrans I saw over there. So I am calling all Biafrans in Lagos to come around this very Sunday by 3 p.m. at Cement Bus Stop in Dupin. If you want to reach me, just call me on number on 081-79-530-8986. 081-79-530-986 or 080-60-45-1246. I want to call on all dear friends, all well-meaning dear friends living in Lagos and above. Please come. Make sure you participate in what is happening. Make sure you play your own role. Make sure you come out to give your own support. This is time for you to do something for your country, and not time for your country to do something for you. I love Biafra. I love Biafra. This is the only opportunity you have to demonstrate it, and not to come around on Facebook, you shout it, not to call on Radio Biafra, you want the whole world to hear your voice, and yet you are not putting in any little effort, no matter how little it can be. You're talking of tweeting. I've been tweeting. Even my gadget, my cell phone was completely blacklisted. I have to use my fiancé phone. I'm using it to do this morning. So I want people to understand that we are getting to the stage of no return. We can't go back anymore. Rather, we are more committed, even if it means death. You know, I told those that are good that I have sought life in a very long time ago. I am no more living as you're looking at me. What I'm expecting is death and no more life. But Tukur Abiyama cannot let me die because there is something he has committed for me to do.
Yes. That's
what I want to encourage. Come to you what you're doing because you are a prophet. Don't just look at yourself that you are not married. No, you are designed for this. God, who is our creator, Tukur Abiyama made you specially for this. I also want to tell you that you are not doing this alone. The Spirit is doing this. Do you know that Mama, your own mother, is going about evangelizing? She called me on phone one day. I was giving me phone numbers on those streets in Lagos. And I was surprised. I said, can you imagine? This man was supposed to be realizing, taking glory that my son is doing it for their past. But she is restless, telling me that go and call this person, call this person, call this person, call this person. She gave me phone numbers and I've been trying to contact you. This is the truth you're talking about. An old woman to be doing this, and I claim to be young, and I am not doing anything. It's shame. She is about this old. She can say, well, how many years do I have to be anymore? After all, my son is doing it for me. Let me relax. But I still have more. We have more generations from what are we doing? Save our generation. People, these houses, people that are here, they are encroaching our land. Take food, everything we have. Look at our people in Ohadiyoma. I am telling you, see what is happening there. People do not believe. We have oil, we have everything that we ask. We contribute 70% of the economy of the people. But when you visit that very place, my brother, even the present governor that is there, this 70% of the people, calling him out of the place, the way he has abandoned Ohadiyoma, the outer planning is there. That is the same thing you preach to Radio Biafra. This is the same thing they talk about. They report there's a place called India. And opposite, they go there, they rape our women, they rape our kids. You can't go to farm. I know what they did in India. About 2 years ago. I know what they did. It was so tough. I know what happened to the of Britain. And it's still happening.
Yes.
You will see trouble. When you get to India, there is problem. Well, I thank you for what is happening. I'm running out of credit here.
Yes, I can imagine, because the sign is there. But the work you're doing is immense. I want you to know that. The work you and your crew are doing in Lagos and around that Yoruba axis is immense, and you must continue it, because we are, as they will say, fully supportive, solidly behind you. We have a caller on Skype who has been waiting very patiently. This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, please. That means the whole world can also hear me. But first of all, your name and where you are.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Chukwuma Nwankwo. I am from Ikenga, in Agota local government, Anambra, Biafra land.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
I'm talking to you from Lagos, Nigeria.
From the heart of Dakar.
I am the national coordinator of Nigeria.
Are you the national coordinator? You give us your number then, because everybody is looking for you, including myself.
Yes.
What's your number?
I'm the national coordinator. Yes, I'm the national coordinator of Nigeria. My number is 080.
Yes.
2321.
Mm-hmm.
2441. I take it again. 080-2321-2441.
Yes, you know that.
This opportunity.
Yes, go ahead. Before you continue, I want to remind you that anybody giving their number on the air, that these vagabonds working for Okorocha will try to contact you. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir, I have encountered them, not once, not twice.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just warning you. That's what they do.
They cannot do me anything. The day my number appeared in the Facebook as the new national coordinator 3 weeks ago or 1 month ago, they called me all over the place and they were talking rubbish. And I placed them where they belong. I totally destroyed all of them.
That's what we are moving forward. So Okorocha sending them. Okorocha and APC, Boko Haram, sending them.
They should not bother with me. They should bother with me because I'm a true Biafran. I want to use this opportunity to also tell every one of us Biafrans who live in any part of Nigeria, if you don't have a coordinating unit in where you are, in your state, in your city, please contact me. If you are interested to coordinate that city, contact me, and we will give you all the support that you need, and we will come physically to inaugurate and keep you moving. Just last Sunday, we inaugurated the coordinating unit in Akure, Ondo State. My Able coordinator in Lagos was sent there, and he went there and did a marvelous job. I saw the reports and the Facebook pictures, and we were very happy. Right now, we are moving like wildfire. There is nothing stopping us. Chukwuma Biafra is helping us, and we are spreading so fast. We recognize that one of the challenges we have here is lack of awareness. And we are putting everything to create this awareness in the heart of our people. So many people don't know about Radio Biafra, though some of them know. But there is still a lot of work to be done to preach and to create this awareness in the heart of our people so that they will start coming out. Because you cannot expect somebody who have not heard of anything to come out to support. It is when they have heard and they are aware, then the second phase will now be, what do we do to make them come out and support and begin to attend meetings? So we are putting everything, we are printing flyers, we are going to the markets, we are going to the cities, we are going to everywhere we can go to ensure that our people are aware and our people start coming out to support this noble cause. Director, this is a cause. I don't see this. It's no longer a struggle. It's a cause. It's a divine assignment that God has given to us. And God, who is Chukwuma Biafra, who has given us this assignment, will ensure that he helps us to bring it to full manifestation. I want to thank you, my director. You are doing a wonderful work. I don't know how you do it, but I know that God who has called you has been helping you. Our damn same God will keep helping you in the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
You see?
I want to also thank our sister, the lioness herself, Sister Bele Chukwu Anabiogu. She is a true Biafran. She instilled this fire in me, and I want to tell her on air that the fire that is instilled in me is still burning. I want to also thank every of our brothers and sisters who are in Nigeria, in Enugu, working for us. Chioma, Osta, Ikechukwu, all of them. We love you people. We love you all. And we know that your sacrifices for Biafra will not go unnoticed. What you are doing, if nothing happens, God, Chukwu Abiyama, you are doing it for, will reward you abundantly well. Director, I want to also let you know that my junior brother, whom you have been talking with, Ochukwu Nwankwo, is my junior brother who lives in Sweden. He's my own junior brother. He is the one,
yes,
who actually introduced me to this to Radio Biafra.
Yes,
and that was about three months ago or so. That's, you can remember, I came to Enugu and I took picture with you. The picture
you did
on our face. Oh, yes, I'm the one standing, the fat person. I'm the fat man standing beside you on that, in that picture. Yes, yes, that is me.
Very good, very, very good.
And God, good. And God had been so good.
Yes.
I know that Biafra is already a reality.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time. It's already a reality.
It is.
And we are going to Biafra land. I love I love it when you say that when we get Biafra, we are going to praise God. I am a preacher of the Bible and also a reader of the Bible. I noticed one thing with what you have said and what Moses told Pharaoh. He said, "Thus said the Lord, let my people go so that they can serve their God." The primary purpose why God wanted Israel to leave Egypt is because God wants them to serve him. And that, because of that, the children of Israel left Egypt and went to the promised land and truly served God. We are going to our promised land to praise God, to serve our God. And that is the only way we can serve our God in truth and in spirit. So we are going because we have the same agenda, the same purpose that the children of Israel had when they were trapped in Egypt. The same purpose. And that's because of that, God did it in a miraculous way. Even when they had no weapon, they came to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea could not swallow them, but the Red Sea swallowed up their enemies. I know that even nothing, God will ensure that we, his children, the children of the Most High God, will go back to our promised land and we serve God and serve God forever and ever. Thank you, my director. I am so happy to talk with you. I'm waiting for you to come back to Nigeria and I will come and we'll talk more.
Okay.
God bless you, my brother.
And you too. God, thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Well spoken. That is our coordinator. That is our coordinator in the entire zoo. He is resident in the heart of darkness itself in Lagos, but from there they are bringing light. That is why they were made. That is why Chukwu Abiyama created them, to bring light where there is darkness. Heaven knows, to bring light where there is darkness. We are the ones who should be general overseers. We are the ones who should be apostles and disciples of the truth. Those who go about propagating the gospel of the restoration of hope. Not Yoruba men. That is why if you kneel before a Yoruba pastor, you bring eternal damnation upon yourself and your family. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ome Clinton.
Yes. Go ahead, Clinton.
I've been trying to communicate to you personally, but I will speak about you directly personally.
What is the noise I'm hearing? There's a banging noise I'm hearing. What is happening?
I've stopped that. I was trying to remove something from the system.
Go ahead.
I want to encourage our people on the Twitter campaign for the past 1 hour or plus. I've been online trying to tweet and all that. And there's so many people as well are trying to do the tweet for them. Those that cannot try to compose all the messages that have been posted online by Gozier, they can as well follow Gozier on Skype and just do retweeting. That is as simple as ABC. Within 30 minutes, they will be done. I am not retweeting. I am doing all the tweets one by one. But people can retweet so that these things can be faster. If we are not trending on Twitter by this night, that means we did nothing. Biafra and Malaysia should be trending on Twitter this night. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you. That is exactly what we are doing. We must be trending. We must take over the whole world by this evening. Everywhere on new media platform, there has to be two words. Biafra and stop the killing in Malaysia. Everywhere in the world. I have said this before and I'll say it again. I am directing the head of the directorate, Uchenna Siebu, to instruct the COC through him. Every continental representative, I have said it before, I intend to repeat what I said. I want this very Twitter campaign today to be placed on every platform, on every forum. Carol Monday, please take note. Everybody, all hands must be on deck by the end of today. I want Biafra trending. I want Stop the Killing in Malaysia trending on Twitter as number one in the whole world. If we say we are formidable, which I know we are, today we prove it. Today we prove it. This work doesn't stop. It does not stop. It continues until we accomplish it. This very day, every national coordinator, every zonal coordinator, don't be ashamed if you don't know how to tweet. If you don't know how to do it, do not be ashamed. Today we mount this campaign ceaseless. We must continue it until the world hears our voice. What are we here for? This is Radio Biafra, of course. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
My Moses, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Ojukwu was our Moses.
How are you?
Of course, I'm very well, thank you. Go ahead.
Fine, thank you. My Moses, you see, too many treasures that come to you is the same thing as come to Moses in Egypt. And too many pressures that he comes to your Aaron in London is the same thing from what comes from the Israelites to Moses. Back here at home, I know people are pressurizing and pressing you down, but I want to assure you that God is with you. Continue your work. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. People offer their prayers. We accept them very graciously. And of course, we must go to the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Yes, director. Please. Yes, you're still on the line. Okay, wonderful. I wanted to ask you, it's a good thing you're still there. Have you told our people where you are, all over the zoo, to go on tweet, to continue tweeting today?
Yes. Oh, yes, I had your message and I'll send it out.
Wonderful.
On Facebook as well.
Wonderful. Every national coordinator, every zonal coordinator must do the same. Everybody must tweet. If you don't feel shy. I am being told that Biafrans in Anioma, our Anioma people, all over the world, they are tweeting. They want to know what is happening and we are telling them, you must tell your friends, even, I don't know, I don't think anybody will have a Yoruba friend, but if you have any Yoruba friend, you can also tell them. This is Radio Biafra. We're going to do our work. That work is to propagate this very gospel that will restore the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Please, what is your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Tochimu Wanko. Good morning. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Your brother just rang us a while ago. It's a family thing, and I love it when people are so strong. And the family so strong in Biafra. It shows bondage. It goes to show, bonding rather, that you are born to defeat every bondage that comes your way, that you are born to defeat evil.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
God will bless the stomach that gave birth to your family.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much for that. God bless you too. And also, I want to tell you, like, there is one of my brother too that's always called for Norway. The one that gave the testimony from Norway is my other brother too.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It runs in the family. I can see that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am the one that gave them the platform to begin to listen to. But you know, we are here when I live in Sweden, like I called you last time. I am really, really, like, you know, Biafra of a thing, like, you know, is a disturbance to me. You know, like, it's disturbing me. How wish is something I can do on myself. Yesterday here, when Eberechukwu was calling from Biafra around, I was crying inside my room here. You know, like, because, like, you know, the things I'm supposed to do, not that I don't want to do, or not that I, like, you know, but I cannot do. Even here, I'm right now, I don't even have paper, I don't even have job. At times, you know, to feed is very hard for me, but there is some things I can do that is more important to those things. You know, I don't care about eating, I don't care about all those things, I care about my people. You know, I'm really, like, I'm troubled in my heart, you know, like, but it's just God, only God that knows why, because this is not, you know, I was not living in Sweden before. I just came to Sweden new, like, 6 months back. But I believe with time, everything, God is going to see me through in everything, you know. It's just that now I'm not okay. There is nothing I can do. I just, like, at times, only the thing I can do is just to be crying, you know. Like, but there's nothing I can do. These people just keep me here for the past 6 months. Not, like, I can't do anything. I can't get what I want. I can't go to look for a job. There is nothing. And where I'm staying is very, very, like, remote area. Like, you can't find anybody there. You can't do anything here. Just like, I'm in prison, you know. But only God knows why, you know. There's nothing I can do. Only God knows why. But I can just see, like, the only thing I can do is to be giving information to people I know, you know, that can help, that can do something more than me, until when I get better and where to help something, even to contribute or anything, then from there I can take it on. So I just want to call to say, encourage my brother for the good work he's doing in Nigeria. Like, you know, I'm happy to see that somebody from the family that I introduced this thing to, like, is doing a good job. That it makes me more happy. It makes me not to think, like, too deep again that I'm not doing anything, you know. Like, I'm very, very happy for him. I just want to encourage him and give him more courage to do, continue with his good work. Like, you know, it's not the benefit and everything is not from human being, it's just from God. You know, God knows everything we are doing, and God knows we are fighting for our right, and God is going to be with us to the end of it. So that's why I just want to say and encourage you to, like, for the good work you are doing. I've been seeing everything, you know. Like, I listen to Radio Biafra every day. I cannot sleep or eat or do anything without listening to Radio Biafra in a day. So I started listening to Radio Biafra from the YouTube. So that is how I, you know, since then I've been spreading it to the people, and whatever I can do, you know, the one I can do, God knows if I can get Biafra, even only me now, I will do it myself. I don't need to wait for anybody. I will, if the fight is what I can do by myself, I don't care to die for my people to believe, for my people to live fine. I don't care. You know, I just want my people to be okay. You know, I don't care about my life now. What I care about now is for my people, you know. But there is nothing, you know, I can do more than this, you know. But I just put everything in the hands of God. If I can be okay, God knows, you know. If I can be okay here, everything I have, I dedicate it to Biafra. My life, everything I have in life, I dedicate it to Biafra. I'm trying to be okay today is because of Biafra, not because of me. I can eat, I can get the things I want here. But everything I do now in life to be okay is just because of Biafra. I put my hope and comfort in Biafra. There is no other thing again in life that is relevant to me except Biafra. So that's just what I want to say. I want to encourage you people to keep on your good work. Like, just everything, just put our hope in God and do the one who can do. God will help us in everything. We're going to actually ask Biafra in time to come.
You have spoken very well. You have spoken very, very well. Biafra runs in your family, and we welcome your contribution to what we are doing. Just by introducing your family to Radio Biafra, the work we are doing here, now your brother is the overall coordinator of all the Biafrans in the zoo. Not a very small achievement, I tell you that. And we also continue to welcome you, to advise you, to tell you to please, please, please go and be part of our Twitter campaign today. We are running it in earnest. Everybody's joining it. Want you to do so as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my able director. I say good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, my dear brother. Good morning.
This is Chudi Andy Lawrence. I hail from Onichado, Umude village on Onichado in Anambra State.
Thank you very much.
And I am the coordinator of Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm in
Way
Sweden.
Back in Oslo.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I called this morning to say a very big thank you for the fire you brought to Scandinavian country. I was live there in Oslo, and I was happy. I am very, very happy the way everything went. And here in Stockholm, we are expecting you on Saturday.
I'll be there on Saturday. I will be there by his grace, not by mine. By his grace, I will be
by
there.
By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama. And this morning, I opened my Facebook, and I saw that the IC have just mounted a flag in one of the cities in Sweden here. Can you imagine that?
Are you serious? Now they know. We told them only Biafra can save them. Only Biafra can
save them. So, what I am telling all our brothers who think that they have other people's passports, or who think that they are out of what we are doing because they are residing in other people's land, they think that they are fine. What I'm telling, the question I'm asking them now is, if it stops here, where are we going to run to?
I know.
The earlier we start making our place a living place to be a paradise, the better for us. And how will we do that? To come together, reason together like human beings. Because I learned something from you the last time you were speaking in Oslo. One of your sentence said, "What makes a human being a human being is the ability of reasoning. That is being taken away from us, we are not human beings anymore."
Absolutely.
And I believe you 99.9%. So I am talking to everybody who is listening to my voice this morning that it is time to wake up. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I will tell the world what is happening here in this part of the world, because many people did not know that our children are being taken away by the social service. And the so-called Igbo Union, Nigerian Association, who they think that they are not doing anything about that. They are not doing anything about that. A country that cannot defend you internally and externally, why are you answering the country's name for? Why should I be a Nigerian? Why I don't? Nothing. They have never defended me for one single day. Our children have been taken away from us and given to Arab people to take care of, because they say that we are incapable of taking care of our kids. What will come of those children when they grow up in that type of environment?
They are finished. They will be used for experimentation. They are gone. Social engineering. They are finished.
We are supposed to come together, reason. I thought before that the glory has departed from Igbo land. No. But now we have got somebody who is leading us. We don't need a ruler. We need a leader, because these two things have two different definitions. What I am saying now is that we should come outside, because for the people we are asking for help to help us, they must see that we are serious about what we want. For us to be serious, we must come out in mass to tell them this is what we want before they can listen to us. And that was the message the Norwegian parliament gave to us. Before they can do something, they must see that we are serious. Please. Let everybody that is listening to my voice now, both in home and abroad. I am living here in Stockholm, Sweden. It is not even funny here. Many people will make you believe so many things. Many people have been calling me to send them invitation to come to Sweden. The only thing I do tell them is that it is not easy, but they keep asking me, if it is not easy, what are you doing there? They will not understand until they come.
Mm-hmm.
Our children have been taken away from us. Nothing has been done about that. That is one key thing I want you people to know. The Igbos are very, very, they are very, very comfortable in the kind of life they are living here. Isolating life. That is not the way we are meant to be. We are meant to be our brother's keeper. And I believe you, by the time we will come outside, and the world see that Biafra is still alive, I tell you, they will not have any choice again. They must give us what we are looking for. And another thing I am telling about those our brothers who, or those our people who still reside in the zoo and the Biafra land respectively, prayers without work can never save anybody. I am a Sunday school teacher, and what I am telling you is that I have gone through the Bible, and I did not see any place David, the biblical David, prayed while they are killing the Israel without retaliating. No. It is not been done. He prayed and fought. Then God helped him. He prayed and fought. Let us learn this. Some people, some pastors will tell you, oh, wash and pray. And they keep on taking your money. How many of the pastors have commented about what the Boko Harams are doing? Now, one of the churches in the northern part has been captured. What are the church leaders doing about it? The sooner we start reasoning, I think it will be better. If it is only prayers, I don't think that the Israelites will be fighting Gaza today.
No.
The only language those people understand is retaliation. When they do you one, you do them two. And simple. That was what my father taught me too. Anybody who beat you, you beat the person back. If the person starts beating you, then you start shouting. Then you will see people will come and help you. That is it. But if you cry and cry, nobody will come to your rescue. We must learn this, my brothers, who are living in diaspora. We must stop this thing. We are saying prayers. God save us. God save who? God will never save you. If you did not fight back, then you start calling on God. Then God will come. That is it. Director, we stop here. And secondly, I am using this opportunity to announce the coming of our Ebo director to Sweden. It will be in two places. On the 6th of this month, September, he will be in the capital of Scandinavia, the capital of Sweden, Stockholm. Then the next day, being 7th, he will be going to Malmo, the city of Malmo, to go and cast out the demons that have been blind, that has blinded the eyes of all the Biafrans in Malmo and Sweden. Thank you very much, my Evo Director. And may the good Lord continue to lead you. May he bless you. May he clothe you with his own wisdom. He must continue to protect you. Any hand that will point bad at you will wither. Any eye that will look bad at you will go blind. All this I pray in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, who is the creator of heaven and earth. Thank you very much, my Evo Director.
I say to that. Well spoken. We have a caller on Skype as well. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting because we have no choice. Either we broadcast or we die. Please go ahead, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
My name is Samuel Ifechukwu Ibodile, and I'm calling from Netherlands Antilles. I am
from Antilles. You're calling from the Netherlands Antilles. It's an island somewhere in the Caribbean, is that correct?
Yes,
correct. Oh, Lord have mercy. You're in the Caribbean. Namgoziegi, please go ahead.
Amen. I am from Anyoma land in Biafra.
Thank you.
And I also want to use this opportunity to commend your effort of what you are doing. I personally religiously listen to Biafra every single day, and I think you are really doing a great job in sensitizing the people and also making them know what they are supposed to be doing and what you are also doing among them. And I also say thank you. And also say on behalf of the people that we support Biafra wholeheartedly. This is what I have to say for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And our people from Anioma are tweeting very heavily. You join them as well and tweet to save your own flesh and blood. They said Anioma people are tweeting very heavily to save our people in Malaysia. Thank you very much. Anioma is Biafra land. It is the same thing. Anioma means blessed land, a very good land. That's what it means in Igbo language. We are the same people. We are one people created by Chukwu Abiama, descended from heaven to serve one simple purpose, to worship the Most High God in truth and honesty. And that is exactly what we are doing. Because of that, we are right. And we must continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission.
My name is Mwazen Namdi Kenneth. Yeah, you're the young veteran.
The young veteran himself, you're welcome to the program.
Yeah.
You have my same name as well, Namdi Kenneth. It is a bit spooky. Yeah. It's a bit worrying. Kenneth is not my, it's my botanical name. Please, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a born Biafran, you know.
Thank you. Go ahead.
From blood.
Yes.
So, I saw the news this morning about the soldiers abandoned the Bama battle.
Yes, they've run away. They've run away.
Yeah. No, you know, they're good in running away because they never prepared for war. It's even the photo they posed there, you know, with their hands in the pocket, meaning that they're not serious soldiers. They're only for ceremonial, where they eat food.
Yes.
So, I like their way because when we start the civil war, even like 2 weeks ago, the troops moving in to move the boundary with Cameroon, the border. You remember? I'm happy with them, their system again, because that reminds me of what our Buniwe can do, the different bucket. If it is to say we are an ambush, those 480 soldiers, which is about, it's a 12 platoon of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's with the four Ogunigwe will clear all of them. You know, that is their system. They will be moving with happiness to show that they're not even ready for anything. Only 10 different soldiers will clear all of them, you know. They're even happy. They're very lucky that day because there's no Boko Haram. They are not on ambush. They're supposed to finish all of them.
Yes.
You see? So running into Mubi to buy clothes, you know, they know their system. They call it offensive, but they call it a tactical. Their commander used the one word, you know.
It's a tactical maneuver now. That's what they say.
No. They're buying that up. They're buying clothes, you know, to change to civilian dress to find their way. Understand me?
Yes.
Whenever you see a soldier from the war front entering market,
it's to escape.
War front. You have to escape. When you buy your clothes, you have to change his uniform. He put on a normal civilian dress and enter transport this into base to find his way. You see?
Yes.
So, I hope when we start, they will know that this second time we are not for joke.
They know that already.
That they will show them what is war.
Yes.
So what happened at 69 and 66, 67, 69, 69 cannot happen again.
No, never. Never, ever, ever. Never.
And what again I want to say is about last week, you know, I saw Colonel Ered, you know, on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who's Ered?
Achizie, yes.
Thank you. Achizie is an Ered, you know, because it's not a good name, because when a commander is called Ered supposed to be, that's his Ered on the ground. You see? Because he killed some of our soldiers.
Yes, I think that will be, of course, we know that very well. That will be for another day. That will be for another day. That will be for another day.
Please, this time, we don't need somebody like him at all. We don't need him at all. As much as they went there to seek advice.
No, it's because they are lost. They are lost. Some of them are lost. And some of them are waiting for us to come home. When I return home, I shall be seeing them. Because I think they needed to take their message to somebody somewhere, I believe. That is the reason why. And it doesn't matter. They can go to him. But our work continues. At least we give him credence because Irutuko worry. So, although at a great loss of life to our people, but Irutuko worry. So, we give him that respect that he's a veteran of ours.
I know that he's a veteran. He did the job, but how many casualties did he?
It was too much. We lost too many people. Omwahia took it two times with less than 1/4 of the casualties that we lost when we were being commanded by Achuzie Atowere. Historical fact. Thank you very much for calling us, our young veteran. This is Radio Biafra. We must quickly move to the end of our program and concentrate on tweeting. Today is a tweet day, Tweet Tuesday, but with a special difference. Everybody, all hands must be on deck. Everybody, from the barrister himself to Uchem, everybody, all hands must be on deck. I expect the directorate to be in charge of this Twitter campaign today. The directorate of the indigenous people of Biafra. The directorate of state will be in charge of this tweet today. At the end of this very evening, we want Biafra to be trending. We want Stop the Killing in Malaysia to be trending on Twitter. If it doesn't trend, then we'll continue tomorrow. It must trend this very evening. If we're only four, we know we're only four people looking for Biafra. I hate cosmetic people who cannot work very hard. I hate lazy people. I can't stand them. If you're a lazy Biafran, then you don't belong here. If you're part of us, then you must tweet. If you don't know how to do it, ask somebody close to you to open a Twitter account for you so that you start tweeting immediately. Immediately. We have come to the end of the program this very morning. We shall reconvene again in the evening. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are talking about saving our people in Malaysia. So I have to prove it. You can't expect to travel to Malaysia and they take care of you in Malaysia. They bought us vehicles at home. They are doing the best they can for their country. They have been contributing. They were the largest contributors towards our transmitter. Malaysian people, the largest in the whole world. Despite the pain that they are in, they are running from the police, they are hiding. Yet, if we don't go to their rescue, then we are not Biafrans. Today is the day we prove it to them, that we are with them, that we love them. We prove it to our people in Malaysia today, that we are with them. All of them in detention. Those of them who have been killed. Those who are being pursued from left, right, and center. We are with them. Today, we put the pressure and the heat on the Malaysian government. They are killers. Malaysian police are criminals. They go and, if you don't have Samsung, is it S10 or S15? If your child is looking for Samsung S5, you go to a Biafran student's property and you steal his phone in the name of coming to look for immigration papers. You can't give it to your child. Malaysian police are involved in state-sponsored thievery. They are stealing from people. And these are those that we gave pamphlets to. What they are today is because of us. The only way they can pay us back is by killing us. And we say that is rubbish. It cannot be allowed to happen any longer. We must put pressure on Malaysian authorities today, this blessed day, to ensure this rubbish comes to an end. Nonsense. What type of reading is that? They keep them safe where they are. We are coming to take our people. Biafra is coming. So we can empty the whole of Malaysia. There will be no Biafran there. We will render it desolate because they are wicked to us. This is Radio Biafra. This Biafra we have talked about this morning, spoken about, will continue to speak about this very evening and beyond, is our religion. Here on this very platform is where we worship. On Radio Biafra is where we worship God. We've just attended the morning service. Evening service will commence usual time, 7 p.m., unless I am traveling, of course, as I was doing yesterday. We thank you very much for having listened. And because this is the platform where God is worshipped, Chukwu Abiam, I will bless, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, the same God, Shukra Abiyama, will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening. And good morning from here. Don't forget to tweet. Not once, not twice. Keep tweeting until that account doesn't exist anymore. So that by this evening, only two words will stand on Twitter. Biafra. And stop the killing of Biafrans in Malaysia. Goodbye.